This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The fourth indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump and 18 other people for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election drew a swift response from politicians and voters on Tuesday. On the streets near Washington, Melissa Fry said the time is now for justice.
He needs to be held responsible for his actions and the damage that he's done.
The state of Georgia's grand jury's 41-count indictment was announced late Monday as U.S. lawmakers took an annual month-long summer break. U.S. President Joe Biden pledges to get Hawaii everything it needs, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Before talking about his economic policies in Milwaukee, President Biden spent some time addressing the tragedy in Maui.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
And Biden plans a visit. He just doesn't know when.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way.
And he gave more than thoughts and prayers.
Not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Hawaii's governor says the death toll from the fire now sits at 101. A fire at a fuel station in southern Russia region of Dagestan late Monday killed 35 people. Russia's Emergency Services Ministry said on Tuesday that fire started at an auto repair shop on the roadside of a highway Monday night and caused blasts as it spread to the nearby filling station. Images shared by the Emergency Services Ministry showed firefighters trying to put out a colossal blaze as flames rose high in the night sky. This is VOA News. North Korea said U.S. Army Private Travis King confessed to crossing into North because of inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. That's according to state media. The first public acknowledgement of the incident by Pyongyang. Private King dashed into the North last month while on a civilian tour of the joint security area on the heavily fortified border between the two Koreas. U.S. officials have said they believe King crossed the border intentionally. North Korean investigators have also now concluded that King crossed deliberately and illegally with the intent to stay in the North or in a third country. Officials in the West African bloc ECOWAS called the attempt to bring charges of high treason against the detained Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum provocative and said Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum provocative and said it contradicted the coup's leader's recent willingness to pursue a peaceful resolution from the Timothy Obiezu reports.
The plan by coup leaders to try Bazoum for treason came hours after they agreed to hold talks with ECOWAS. Soldiers of the Presidential Guard overthrew Bazoum on July 26th and have since held the president and his family hostage. If found guilty of high treason, Bazoum could face the death penalty. On Monday, the U.S. State Department criticized the plan to try Bazoum, warning it will worsen tensions in the region. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The mother of a six-year-old boy who got a hold of her gun and shot his teacher in the U.S. state of Virginia pleads guilty to a charge of felony child neglect. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
Police say Deja Taylor's six-year-old son intentionally shot teacher Abby Zwerner in a class full of children in January. Zwerner survived. Taylor told police she believed the gun was in her purse on top of her bedroom dresser, secured with a trigger lock, the key hidden. But ATF agents said they never found a trigger lock. As part of a plea deal with Taylor, prosecutors dropped the misdemeanor charge of reckless storage of a firearm and said they will not seek a sentence longer than the state guidelines, 6 months in jail or prison. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping one of our top stories, a fire at a fuel station in southern Russia late Monday killed 35 people. That fire started at an auto repair shop on the roadside of a highway on Monday night and caused blast as it spread to the nearby filling station. Images shared by the Emergency Services Ministry showed firefighters trying to put out the blaze as flames rose high in the night sky. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.